Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KJ and Lyons. Just a week ago, we were here wondering what's the fate of Bill and Bill. We'll get to the other Bill local, but the bigger Bill, John. I think we probably need to have a caring intervention on behalf of Belichick's legacy. I really think it's clearly in jeopardy because of the environment we're in. It's easier to tear down than it is to build. And there's been so much built. We're talking about really the greatest head coach in color television history. Okay. From pro football could potentially have his entire legacy laughed at because of two things. The job he took at North Carolina. And here's the intervention part, the girlfriend. And while if this was a wife, I would never say this, but because of the girlfriend, I would have to probably say Belichick's reputation is seriously on the line, more so than the already bad roster that he had at North Carolina. Are we ready to have this intervention about Bill Belichick's coaching career and the decisions that he's made?
It's interesting, too, because there's been a lot of things, KJ, that have come out this week. And some of them I were like, all right, some of this is parents mad their kids aren't playing more or
right.
whatever. But then some of it is like, okay, Mike Lombardi's rude to people all the time, and they built a bad roster that kind of smacks of some of that end of the Patriots, that last year and a half, 2 years, where you know they hadn't drafted well, and they're going to put Patricia and Judge in charge of the offense because they knew better and they were fine, right? Like, it smacks of some of that stuff there. And I think, like, when you zoom out and you look at the legacy, right? Like, I think about Bill Walsh, who his last 2 years as a coach, he was the head coach at Stanford after he was with the 49ers. It didn't go well. You know, 30 years later, no one remembers that. They remember him as the 49ers legend. So I think even if North Carolina fired him this week, it'd be a huge story now. We might mention it in the future, but 30 years from now when you talked about his legacy, we'd talk about what he did in New England, his Super Bowls, and all that stuff. Some of the other stuff, the personal life stuff, that is something that could stick with him maybe a little bit longer, to your point, is what you're saying. It might be a little bit harder for him to get out from under. But I think when you look at his legacy, because that's always a tricky topic, especially with someone who's still active, right? I think 30 years from now, even if he got fired tomorrow by UNC, I still think 30 years from now, people are going to be looking at what he did with the Patriots as what his legacy was all about.
Yeah, I would be concerned if my legacy was in the hands of a group of people generally who will commonly say, oh my gosh, I wasn't even born when that happened. And it might have only happened 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, so that's, here's how, because anybody who's listened to me here on WEEI through this whole situation with Belichick going all the way back to when the drafting of Mac Jones and so forth, I think I've been here since probably end of 2020 or the beginning of 2021. It all kind of bleeds together. I'm going to emphatically tell you that
KJ
I've always
came here and COVID ended. Not a coincidence.
Nah, COVID, you know, COVID was still kind of a thing, right?
But, don't ruin my narrative.
Well, but the point being is this. When Belichick, okay, so last, are you familiar with Getty Images? For those of you who don't know who Getty Images, Getty is the family that also used to own Getty gas stations. They now own the photography business. right? So they're the ones, like, if you want to use their image, you're going up against the Getty family. They will use their money to shut you down. It's like Michael Buffer trying to say his thing, and we try and replay. Well, you can't do that. When I looked at the Getty images that were compiled from the Clemson game last week, do you realize, like, out of the 50 or 60 images that were taken, 27 had Jordan in the picture?
Yeah, I think I read that somewhere.
I went and looked and counted myself, and it's actually like 28 or 29 of the photos of the Clemson versus North Carolina game had photos of Jordan, and had, this is the problem that Belichick has. The girl's a problem. She's a problem. And all these different things that are going on, these are the things that people are talking about. Did we know that Carolina was going to have a so-so to bad roster even without the girl? Yeah.
I will say, KJ, I think it's worse than maybe this was my mistake and my failing. I did think their roster would be better than it is now.
It's worse because somebody is in the way of the narrative of how the team is trying to adjust itself. Do you think that Hulu says, or that North Carolina says, oh, we're going to be pulling this little thing? Why? Because you really can't get Jordan in there more, right? If they're winning, you see more Jordan. If there's losing, if you put more Jordan in there, you know what happens online? Oh my God, they're blaming the girl because of their failure. It's not like she hikes the football. Bill has done this to himself. A little bit of game. Bro, if you're going to go that much younger, don't have them everywhere, because that's going to be the perceived weak link. And now here we're talking about his starting running back just retire?
Yeah, fifth-year senior. Yeah,
fifth-year.
Yeah.
Like, so not only am I quitting, but I can't go anywhere. He's retiring. And I think it's because the way Bill has handled himself in the past, it has been successful, so why would you change that when you get to campus? But again, when you start having a social media army, this is the complete opposite of what Belichick has been. 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. Is Belichick's downfall no different than, say, I don't know, the fall of the Roman Empire with Cleopatra? Like, I mean, is Jordan not the Cleopatra in this Roman Anthony, but...
Yeah, and Mike Lombardi's Emperor Nero, right? Playing fiddle while the city burns.
Yeah, right, there you go, right? And who's Brutus?
Matt Patricia at Ohio State with a great defense. Maybe.
But here you go. Matt Patricia at least is at Ohio State doing a defensive thing and doesn't have a social media crew following him around. Like, for Belichick, what would have been enough would have been the nepotism. Hey, it's me and my sons, and we're coaching the team. That should be the edge of town distraction. But if Getty Images knows to take more than half of the pictures of your girlfriend, more so than what's happening on the field, because granted, most of those pictures should have been that 75 play, first play of the game, you're not awake type of pictures. But they're telling you that, hey, we don't care about your coaching. We don't care about your legacy. We care about the girl.
Well, and remember, I think...
John, remember at the beginning of the season, I said, if you start seeing her on the sidelines and when the season starts, she's in the press box, everything that he gets coming to him that's negative all falls on that right there.
And I think if they were winning, we wouldn't be talking about it, right? Like, that's like, if you remember,
there'd be more pictures.
That first game they played TCU, they score that opening drive touchdown, and of course they show Michael Jordan and Mia Hamm, and then they immediately show Belichick's girlfriend, like right after, same shot, and it's like, okay, so she's part of it. But then they get blown out by TCU, and then they get blown out by a bad UCF team, and then they get blown out by a Clemson team that mercifully took their foot off the gas in the second quarter. That game,
they might do the same thing to the other Bill tonight.
Like that, they could have scored 60 points in that game, really, if they had kept it up. And I wonder, though, like, if they were winning, yeah, okay, we might talk about the girlfriend here and there, but it'd be more about, oh, wow, Bill built a team right away that's winning. Like, this is impressive. I mean, look at Kurt Cignetti went to Indiana and took a team that had won three games the year before and made the college football playoff last year. And
did his woman just recently run for Miss Maine?
No, but my point is that, like, we would be talking about something
and
like
he
that.
He was there, and yeah, that's the thing. My concern,
like, them
about
not
Belichick,
winning exacerbates
no
everything else.
There's no conversation about Bill and football going on, right? Like, this is the guy who famously we can quote them in our sleep, all the different one-line, half-line answers that he's given, because the perception was whatever you're trying to report or do or propagate out there is not more important than what's going on with this football team. Well, what's happening right now? Everything that's being propagated out there is more important than the football team. And I'll give you a great example, John, in that opening game when I don't know where his quarterback came from, Timu or possibly maybe Alibaba. I think that's where he got his starting quarterback. Did not fit. Mac Johnson, the son of Brad Johnson, comes in. He's a kid that was already there, and you see movement of the ball. You know what I screened with the team? You know what I screened with the television? That's your Brady. But because of all this other stuff that's going on, I don't even think he recognizes that. Right? Like, you could have recaptured your team in week one after half, at the half, and you didn't do it. And my concern is, hey, this guy who people say it's Brady versus Belichick, and I would say, hey, what if Belichick just went along and said, now I'm going to continue to go with Drew because that's who gets the $100 million. You always have to credit Belichick for saying, screw how much you pay Drew. This guy is the one who leads this team and leads these men. This is the one they respond to. It felt like Max Johnson is that same guy, and Belichick played games. Why? I don't know. But I do know that just a percentage-wise, what percentage, over or under 50.5%, are the pictures this week in Getty Images going to be of Jordan Hudson or Belichick's team operating on the field?
When they get
on the field next week against Cal.
Cal, yeah, late night game, I'd say it's going to be 50-50, just about.
I'm going to say 60-40 her, because they're going to be like, what is she wearing? They're in Cali. Do they get to hang out on the beach? It, like, all this stuff that Belichick was totally against when he was a head coach now becomes, it seems like the personal is just completely robbing a great man of what he does professionally, that what he's doing down in North Carolina is an absolute embarrassment. An embarrassment. Who pulls him to the side and says, bro, tuck her away? I know I'll get calls like that down sexist there. Tuck her away. Does she call a play? Is she even quality control?
And I think so much of this, though, comes down to they built a bad team. Like, if this team was 4-1 instead of 2-3, the conversation would be totally different. It'd be like, oh, you know, he's dating this girl and he went to UNC and he built a new program and they're good, right? Like, because I think so much of this hinges on they've played 3 FBS opponents and they've gotten smoked in all 3 of those games. Like, the UCF game wasn't competitive. The Clemson game, they're down 28-3 at the end of the first quarter, giving up plays that high school defenses don't allow. Like, that to me,
does that sound like him?
No, that it sounds like, honestly, the last couple of years in New England. Like, it's a roster. And because if you read that WRAL story, one thing that stood out to me is that multiple people, parents, players, whatever, said, hey, Belichick's individual coaching is good. And they felt that Belichick actually coaching in practice was good. So then what's the disconnect? The roster's not good enough. And it's like, that's 2022, 2023 in New England. It sounds like a continuation of that. And some of that is Belichick. Some of that's Mike Lombardi. They brought in 70 new guys, but a lot of them were borderline FBS group of 5 type players, not ACC type players, and they've paid the price so far. Like, again, I think so much of this hinges around
maybe these
them
kids
not being
don't
good.
Have the respect for him because he's trying to club with them in a personal way. Do you know what I mean?
I just think it's more right. About they're not good enough.
Well, but I think any college team is good enough if you've got the right coaching, right? Because if that's the case, then there'd be so many that you would expand the draft, right? There would be so many great kids that need to go to the draft. You'd expand rosters in the NFL. I would just tell you that the college game is really filled with a lot of kids that don't have NFL talent or even XFL talent or whatever the league's going to be called next year. I don't know. They don't have that talent, and therefore a coach can get in there and at least get a team to 500, right? Like, if you told me that he can get a team to 8-8 in the NFL with Matt Patricia and Joe Judge running the offense, a quarterback who is absolutely just rattled, we'll get into some of Nick Saban's comments about what he did to Belichick, because now it feels like all these people are coming in, taking these little shots at Belichick about what he's doing, and I would say the obvious thing is, bro is distracted by the 20-something-year-old girlfriend, and she becomes the story more so than what the team is or isn't doing, right? Look, we'll get to break. We'll get more into this conversation about Belichick. Still, we'll get into the Patriots against New Orleans next. Plus, we still also have how high to come. full show of KJ and Lions, 617-779-7937. Get into the conversation. Right now, it's time to trend with Jason Ward.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, KJ and Lions, WEEI, thank you so much for hanging out. We're here at 617-779-7937. John, we've been talking about Belichick and all the news that have just popped out this week regarding him at Carolina, including his starting running back retiring, which I think is kind of a form of trolling. I think there's a trolling that's going on from within towards Belichick just because someone on his team is the age of a graduate student on their campus.
I don't think that's why the guy retired.
I don't think that's why. I think the trolling that you have that's going on towards Belichick at Carolina, I think a lot of it is student-induced just because they feel like, hey, you're like the guy. Belichick is looking like the guy who buys beer for younger kids. And I'm just trying to tell you these things that really go on in the world, but then tries to stay around and hang out. And then the guys get upset because they're like, okay, she's hot, she's our age, but because why are you still hanging around? You could have just dropped this off and kept going. I'm talking about the beer now. But you want to hang out, and we have no interest in hanging out with you. Like, Bill has stepped down levels in terms of, like, I think it's affecting his reputation as what he does as a profession because personal stuff has gotten away. 617-779-7937. Jeff in New Hampshire, thank you so much for calling KJ Lyons. Good Saturday to you, my man.
Hey guys, just wanted to call in. I cannot disagree with you more. This has to do, and if you've been listening the last week, they probably even haven't even mentioned her name once. This has to do with the North Carolina football program. The program
is she an employee? Is she an employee there, or just, or she worked with him? She an employee of the University of North Carolina?
It has nothing to do with his son.
No, so they can't say anything about a non-employee. Continue.
Being done, right? How about the recruiting violations? How about the assistant coach that was just suspended? How about the fight that happened on Tuesday between the recruited players and the NIL players? How about all the other game tickets where they were being sold for profit? How about all the lack of communications? Not one single email or text to parents? This has to do with the destruction of the program, and Belichick has to go tomorrow. Has nothing to do with Jordan. You're out of your mind.
Jeff, thanks for the call. Merry Christmas. I'm kidding. Because they feel like coach is not focused on watch this football. like, does it feel like, from what you've seen, from when he's been announced as the head coach of the University of North Carolina to what you see right now, what seems to be the message that's coming to from the program to the public?
I think it's, well, the message has been, remember they said they're going to be the 33rd NFL team, all this stuff, right, get you ready for the league. I think a lot of this just, there was a baseline, I don't know if you want to call it hubris, KJ, or naivete, at the baseline where I think they thought, and when I say they, I'm talking about Bill and I'm talking about Mike Lombardi, they were going to walk into UNC, and because Bill was the greatest NFL head coach ever, it was automatically going to translate. A bunch of great transfers and recruits would automatically go there, and they would be competitive in the ACC right away. And I think they found out that, yes, you can be a great coach, and that's all well and good, but recruiting is the most important thing in college sports, and just because you have a great track record of winning Super Bowls, that helps. But is it going to make a kid turn down less money to go to Clemson or Miami or Ohio State? Probably not. Maybe once in a while it will, but probably not. And you're going to have a real recruiting pitch, and especially for these transfers, real NIL money. Otherwise, regardless of what your track record is, heck, we're seeing it at Clemson with Dabo Swinney, a guy who's won multiple national titles, having trouble getting that team to stay as competitive as they used to be. And I think so. I think a lot of this goes back to whether you want to call it hubris, whether you want to call it naivete. There was some of that when they got hired, and I think they've learned the hard way over the last 5 weeks.
Going back to the Getty images that I was talking about over half of them not being of actual Carolina football going on, right? That falls in name, image, and likeness. So who do you think the camera's name, image, and likeness they're more interested in? And you don't think that probably doesn't trickle down into like, hey, if I came here and I got some NIL money, I should probably be getting other perks, right? Sponsorships and everything. But the face of North Carolina football pretty much right now is Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, and I think it'd be different, though, if they were good. Like, if they were 4-1 right now, yeah, she would still get photographed and it'd still be a story, but it wouldn't. There wouldn't be this whole last week of all these negative stories and everything coming out. There wouldn't be constant attention on their relationship. It wouldn't be the same if they were good. And that was the same thing here in New England. Like, he was here for 24 years, and he was grumpy with the media the entire time, and especially after Spygate, downright, you know, hostile towards the media for most of the time, and no one really cared about it until the last year when they weren't good anymore, and then it became a bigger thing. Like, a lot of this stuff gets overshadowed or ignored if your team's good, and they just, you know, there's no way around it. Like, they have a bad football team down there in Chapel Hill.
But you know where I thought the weak gene that showed up for Belichick in terms of what we're seeing right now is, you remember in the Dynasty where Robert Kraft said that the Malcolm Butler issue was a personal issue. Remember this?
Wouldn't say what exactly it
wouldn't
was,
say
but he
what
said
it was
something personal between Malcolm and Bill.
Something personal. So what that told me was, is like, wow, Belichick could really allow something personal to adversely affect a decision on the field. Because think about it. Is Malcolm Butler in there in the Super Bowl, you think he helps a little?
I would think, yeah. I think they probably win the game.
They probably win the game. So that was my first peek into, wow, Bill may let something personal get in the way of the professional thing that could happen. Back to the report of the NIL players versus the scholarship players getting into a fight. That's really personal getting in the way of the professional, is it not?
And
right?
I think, like, that goes to one of the, and I might have them confused because it was the Athletic story and the WRAL story, so I apologize. Yeah. But one of the stories talked about how Lombardi especially is rude to people, nasty to people, but also they treated the guys they brought in, those 70 new players, better than they treated the guys that were already there and stayed. And to me, you shouldn't do that at any level. But in the college level, especially, like, at least in the NFL level, everybody's a professional, everybody's getting paid. You shouldn't do it there either. But at the college level, some guys are getting paid, but some guys aren't. Some guys pick the school because they just flat out love the school and the team. So to treat guys differently like that, and remember, it's still 18 to 21 year old kids, I mean, young men. That to me is, like, that's where I talk about the hubris, the naivete. Like, that's a glaring example. Like, you shouldn't do that at any level, but to do that at college is just ridiculous.
KJ and Lyons, join the conversation. 617-779-7937. Jason, what you got on the text line?
We've got a few for you. We have a 207 texter saying, if Belichick walled his pride and been a defensive coordinator for an NFL team this year, he would still have his reputation and everything would be fine.
And the girl wouldn't be around. There'd be no photos.
I do think that would be better. Like, I tweeted that this week. Like, if UNC and him did move on from each other, let's just say, and I don't necessarily think they will, but if they do, he's not going to be a head coach in the NFL anytime soon. I don't think another college would hire him. So his only real path to still coaching is to go either to a lower college level
or coach on TV
or TV or to be a DC somewhere. And remember, Kyle Shanahan said that he offered Belichick the 49ers DC job after the Patriots fired him and Belichick turned him down. Like, I look around the NFL, I look at a team like the Ravens, whose defense has been massively disappointing this year. They should be a Super Bowl contender.
Houston's like, struggling with Houston, some defensive.
Like, teams
right.
like that. Like, if you just got Bill the defensive coach, that would be really good still. Like, that in the NFL.
But do you think Bill is now thinking about Bill the product? Right? Because exactly, this 207 texter hits it right on the head. If you'd gone and kind of humbled yourself and taken a defensive coordinator position, I think there's probably 5 to 6 teams that line up that want to hire you next year just to see, can you get into a system and be part of the collective versus trying to be the individual? Belichick is now trying to be the individual, and the sidekick gets more attention than even the kids who get paid to be there, right? The idea is, I take NIL money because I can use these photos and I can go get them autographed. And you can't do that if 48 out of the 60 of them or whatever it is ain't of you. It's the girl, and she can get those. Like, so I think this is where one of those situations where Bill has taken something personal and is pissing on the professional. Another one. What you got, Jason?
617 texter, KJ, how can you say it has anything to do with Jordan Hudson when she's been around for a couple years now?
Have you noticed what was going on a couple years before that? like John, like you were saying, like, it feels like this is a continuum of those last years. Remember, first week,
couldn't get the quarterback right, overmatched at the line of scrimmage.
Or even the pettiness of, like, okay, we're going to, Mac Jones is an inactive in my very last game.
I was at that game. I remember. Yeah, I remember.
Right. Like, a healthy inactive. Like, what a way. Like, why be petty on the way out when there was a level of sympathy for you after the dynasty hit, right? It's something to sit down with producers as a current employee talking about your own demise with the same team that you're coaching at that time. I had a bit of sympathy for them. But now I'm like, okay, maybe they're seeing how you were trying to be this type of brand. Maybe you really did step into the Belichick versus Brady argument and felt like you had to prove something. Bro, all you have to do is point to say, hey, you see that George Halas guy in front of me? That's the only one. Or Don Shula, that's the only one in front of me, right? So maybe there is something to, like, okay, he was trying to hang on to get Shula's record, and if it meant getting 8 wins over 4 years, remember we joked about it, it was like, it might take him 4 years to get to that, but maybe there's this selfishness that's been bubbling up, and now you're seeing it play out on a full display at North Carolina, because let's just say he's at let's say he went to South Carolina, a much highly more competitive competition. You have an in-state rival. There's no room to play around if you're at a school and you're in the SEC, right? But at North Carolina, you got kind of this clean canvas. It's always been known for basketball. The basketball team isn't that good. It's almost kind of like, here's an opportunity to step into something that has brand awareness through the Jordan brand, right? That's why Jordan's there that first game. But at the same time, being able to put your fingerprints all over it, that right now, like, where in this football team do you see any ounce of Belichick's discipline from over 30 years of coaching? Where do you see any of that ID in his team?
And that's the thing, too, is his whole time in New England, or at least most of it, it was always football only, right? Limit distractions, all that. You know, we heard all the buzzwords. And he hasn't done a good enough job doing that himself at UNC. And what I wonder is, what's the patience level here? Because there was that letter to donors Lombardi wrote that was leaked that said, you know, they're going to bring in 40 freshmen this year, which, you know, they said is like 2 classes, and they're going to build this from the ground up. Look, you could, let's say they have a really good 2026 recruiting class and they already have some good commits in it. Those guys aren't going to help you till at the earliest 2027, right, when they're sophomore. You're not going to have a bunch of freshmen come in and be competitive in the ACC. So are people at UNC willing to wait until 2027 or 2028 before this really gets going. Like, I just don't see them paying him $10 million a year and paying his kids. And look, Steve Belichick and Brian Belichick are good coaches. I'm not saying they're not. But just from the perspective of UNC people, they're going to look at it and say, we're paying this guy, we're paying his kids, we're paying Lombardi, we're paying Lombardi's kid.
Birds of a feather and who are related are flocking together.
We're paying all this NIL money, and the team's no better than it was with Mac Brown there. I mean, Mac Brown had a team that was 6-6 last year. They better win six games at UNC this year. Like, I wonder what the patience level is, because again, even if their 2026 class is good, it's going to be 2027, 2028 before those kids have a real impact. We're talking 3-4 years down the line.
KJ and Lyons, 617-779-7937. We're about 10 minutes away from how high. How high are we on some different elements surrounding the Patriots, the Celtics, the Bruins? That's in about 10 minutes. One more text, Jason, and then we'll get into the Bill O'Brien element.
Yep, so we got a 508 texter saying, are you kidding me? Another segment of Bill speculation? Really? What the hell?
Well, first, I would say, thank you for listening to KJ and Lyons. That's the whole purpose. And two, you do realize that here's a guy that is responsible for your desire to even listen to sports talk radio. In the mix. If you say it's Brady, that's fine. Belichick's the coach at the time, right? This is a guy who could not get a job in the NFL, and we tried to figure out why. This guy goes to the college ranks, and we figure he might be able to make an impact. And four games in, it's busting hell at the seams from the guy who's considered the greatest head coach of all time. There it is. And there's a woman involved as well. So even females can get into the conversation of it, right? You can't hang with hard legs your whole life. So, look, I'll get off Belichick, John, because let's get to a situation with Bill O'Brien where, okay, he's coached the team. They've had a level of success since he's been at BC. And now it feels like the news is, no, he's no longer going to be in the Greg Hill show for his hits. What happens tonight against Clemson? Do we know what the spread is? Is it in the 20s?
I haven't looked, to be honest. It's
14 and a half, I believe.
14 and don't we feel like that's a bit gracious? 14 and a
Honestly,
half?
Honestly, so I don't know if you got a chance last week, KJ, to watch any of that Carolina-Clemson game.
I did.
So that first quarter, I honestly thought, I'm like, wow, they could score 60 points today. And they took their foot off the gas, and I look at them coming up here like, right now, I guess you could say BC's a little better than UNC. Obviously
clearly.
Against Pitt. But again, I don't know. Against Pitt, they lost by 40. I don't know. They lost to Stanford.
Ironically, BC and UNC are both at the bottom of the ACC right next to each other.
Yeah,
like,
so
right next to each other.
I mean, I don't know. It feels like Clemson kind of got back on track against UNC, and BC hasn't been much better than UNC. So I don't know if we're going to see them do anything different than they just did to UNC. I hate to say it. I wish BC would put up a better fight. But it feels to me like BC's entire season changed when they had that late first half turnover was against Stanford, right? Where they're going to go up 24-6. Next thing you know, they end up losing that game. It feels like, because they had just lost 42-40 in overtime to Michigan State. They were competitive on the road. You're like, okay, they'll be fine.
Understandable.
Yeah, that was understandable. Like, you were disappointed they didn't win, but you're like, hey, tough environment, overtime, Saturday night, 42-40. Okay, you can go out. You can beat Stanford. You can beat some of these other teams. And that turnover to me, it feels like that changed their whole season.
I also think with O'Brien pulling himself off of the station, I don't know factually why. I can kind of...
Sorry to cut you off, but like no. I was like, I don't know. Would you want to spend 10 minutes every Thursday answering questions about why your team's so bad?
Or the other side of it is, do you now want to be the person, the other coach that you've been most associated with and what he's going through? Do you now want that thrown into the question mix, right? Because this is where we are. And what are your thoughts on what's going on with Belichick? And like, I don't want to even discuss another school. Two, I don't even want to discuss something that involves my old boss. But you know, those are potentially coming, right? If there was even a 500 going on at UNC, maybe you realize, okay, those are questions I'm not going to get asked. But you almost wonder, like, look, with BC, I really think that BC is always going to kind of struggle just because of the academic levels that are that they're just not going to budge from. And look, they don't play football all year round, and these kids, most of them have to go do other things in their life, you know, at this school. And they're probably not going to lower the standards. North Carolina kind of has a higher standard for out-of-state students, but not so much for lowers for in-state students. You know, if I'm O'Brien, I'm probably like, hey, if I don't have to answer questions or take a call right now, I might just try and do that right now.
Yeah, and just one, I know we got some calls and texts here. So one other point I want to make, in April, I went down to UNC, and I went to one of their practices. I wrote about it for WEEI.com. And when I was there in April watching them practice, I thought to myself, okay, I think they're going to be better than they were last year. Like, there's some players here.
Right.
It seems to be a pretty good operation. And Jordan Hudson was at that practice, just saying. But I was like,
not in season, right?
I was like, it seems to be, you know, this is a well-run practice. This seems to be a not a great team, but like a reasonably talented team. I'm not sure about their depth, though. Like, those are kind of my thoughts. It feels like something changed from the team I saw in early April to the team that's been out on the field this month. And I know they've brought in new players.
60% of the Getty images are not of the people playing on the field.
And I know they've brought in some new players since I went down there in April. But again, it's only, what, 5-6 months, whatever it is ago?
Yeah.
And it feels like something changed. And some of it is the players, but maybe it's some of it the buy. I don't know. It's just, again, when I was sitting there in April watching those guys practice, I didn't think they were going to be some great team. But I was like, hey, I could see them being better than last year, you know, maybe winning 8-ish games kind of in that range. And they've looked the opposite of that.
KJ and Lyons, your once a week pleasure, 617-779-7937 here on WEEI. Let's go to Armin. Armin, thanks for calling KJ and Lyons. Good Saturday to you.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I just have a wild idea. Call me dumb if it's dumb, but BC's main objective seems to be get butts in seats. Bill has something against the Patriots. So let's say the Bill O'Brien experiment doesn't work. Why doesn't BC hire Bill Belichick? You get butts in seats, and Bill Belichick sits into the Patriots and takes attention away from the Patriots.
Jeff, Armin, thanks for the call. Yeah, you know what was strange about this whole thing that kind of set more gasoline to the fire involving Belichick was not even so much the, hey, we don't have scouts allowed on the campus, but not celebrating Drake May taking a major step forward and then going recanting and then putting it up there where the university is celebrating it. It's like, can you let the old stuff go, Bill? Concentrate what's on front of you, unless there's something pushing you to remind them what they did to you and how they treated you. And here's your chance to show. Like, who would be in his ear to do that, John? Don't even say a name. Do you believe there's a person close to Bill that may remind him of how he felt about his last job?
So I think it's both. I think there are people around him that say it, but I think that's still viscerally in his mind.
Said like, over pancakes?
Like, that is still in his mind. And, like, the scout thing, like, that to me is cutting off your nose to spite your face. And the Twitter thing was weird because I went back through their tweets and they tweeted about Drake May in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
They tweeted about him in early September. I think it was September 14th was the last time. So it wasn't like they never did it. It was, but then they went a couple weeks where they didn't, including a big Patriots win over the Panthers where they scored 42 points in that game with 35 of them on offense, right? So, but then all of a sudden they do after the Bills game. So it was a little, that was more weird to me. Like, the scout thing was the one where I was like, that's just dumb. Because if I work at Duke.
So does that sound like a Lombardi move right there?
I think it's a both of a move, to be honest with you. Like, okay, I'm not letting Bill off the hook for that, but it might be more a Lombardi move. You know what
and
I mean?
And then not having the Drake May on the socials, you think that might be a Jordan and Bill thing?
I could see that. But I like the scout thing is the worst one, because if I work at Duke or I work at NC State, I'm going to be like, hey, kids, don't go to UNC because they don't let all the scouts go there. Come here. Like, it just adds to my recruiting pitch if I work for one of their rivals. Like, it just, like, to me, that was cutting off your nose to spite your face.
All right, KJ and Lyons, WEEI, we do Hi-Hi next. Plus, we'll get to more of your text and call, 617-779-7937. Thank you so much for hanging out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
KJ and Lyons, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Don't forget, at 320, we got Seth Wickersham. He's got a new book out as well. We'll get to talk some NFL with him and quarterbacks as well. We still got to talk about what the Red Sox are going to do in the offseason. So hang out. We're here till 6. And if you've missed any of the shows so far, Odyssey app is free. You can rewind it. Just type in WEEI. It brings you right here. And then you can listen to different it breaks it up chapter by chapter for you. So right now there would be two chapters up as we're entering chapter 3. John, I do wonder, though, and we've been talking about Belichick and a little bit about Bill O'Brien, if Belichick is really roasted for anything else he wants to do, like if he wants to move forward with head coaching, you don't think one of these ownerships are going to ask him, you know, like, what is the presence of Jordan Hudson going to be? Is she going to be around the facilities? Like, did you ever think that Belichick would probably end up facing questions like that more so than like what his philosophy is?
I think there's three things that are working against Belichick right now to be a head coach in the NFL again. One of them is the Hudson thing, but I think that's actually the lesser of the three, because I think the two bigger ones are his age. Because look, Pete Carroll, 70, it's not going too well in Vegas, and it's not all his fault.
But he got hired.
He did.
Right, because if we're talking about like an ageism thing, that we're kind of it's give me the opportunity and then see if it works versus not giving me the opportunity.
I know,
because of that.
But what I'm getting at is, I think his so far failure might make some owners less likely to hire an older coach like that, whether it's right or wrong. And I think the way it ended with the Patriots, like if he had stepped away from the Patriots after 2021 when they made the playoffs with the rookie Mac Jones and just said, hey, I want to take a year or two off, I'm getting older and I'll come back later, he would have come back with a bunch of job offers. But the way it ended with the Patriots, the 3 out of 4 losing seasons, the destruction of Mac Jones, if you will, here in the quarterback and roster situation, I think that those, like, I'm not saying the Hudson thing is irrelevant. I think it's in there, but I think his age and I think the way things ended in New England and the fact that they haven't been better at UNC. Like, if he walked into UNC and they were 4-1 or 5-0, then he could say, oh, yeah, see, it was Bob Kraft. It was Robin Glazer. It wasn't me. They were the problem in New England. The fact that he's not good there.
Or it could be a weaker ACC.
Yeah, like, it would, but he could at least point to that. Whereas now, I mean, he's got a losing record, so it doesn't help.
Well, I think the other part of it is, if Jordan Hudson was his wife, and some, then those are questions you can't ask. But until she becomes his wife, I think she continues to be a distraction. I don't know how you pull that back at this point, right? Like, you know, what they say, once the cat's out the bag, or once the toothpaste is out of the tube, or once Bruce Jenner meets Chris Kardashian, your life will change for the Philly. But I don't know how Bill gets his reputation back. And I think the narrative would be, man, this guy was only like 8-9 wins away from becoming the all-time coaching. And what do they usually say? What did Ricky Bobby say? If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah, I think that's the iconic quote, right?
Right. And I think as time goes on and as more people will remember Belichick and the really young girl and them on the red carpet at the ESPYs and all these things that happened before he coached and then gets to that coaching gig with said girlfriend and completely stinks it up, that's where the current audience hangs on to more so than like a John Lyons could say, oh, you remember when they had that tough loss against the Rams and they competed with them? You realize this might be a team. Like nobody would be there, right? Glenn in New Hampshire, thanks so much for calling KJ and Lyons. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Good, Glenn. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, so here's my take, okay? I'm really getting tired of the Belichick drama, you know, him and his girlfriend. I mean, he's down there in North Carolina. You know, I don't care about North Carolina.
Do you care about Bill Belichick?
Yeah. You know?
Okay, then.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye. You know, it's kind of like I've been listening to you guys. Bye, driving down the road.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Hopefully, I want him to drive.
What happened? Did he hang up?
Well, probably the gong hit him. No, because here's the thing. You can say you don't care and then care. You care. Like, I thank you. You care.
Like, yeah, and I'm an obsessed Patriots fan, sicko yeah. guy, so like I'm into it and I find it really interesting. But I think even if you're a casual fan, it still is interesting. Like if he was 6-6, I don't think it would be that interesting. What's interesting is either if he
or the Patriots playing the Bills again this week. It's New Orleans, right? Like let's call it what it is, right? Are we gonna be excited about the Bruins winning 3 games at this point? Yeah, for today. You remember what they did 2 years ago?
Everybody knows
that the Bruins are all about, what was it called? The little boy who cried wolf? Like, everybody's waiting. Like, nobody's going to cry wolf.
Yeah, they're the little boy that cried
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, like, if I'm supposed to really get amped up because the Bruins are hot after 3 games, I would say, what happened when they were the greatest thing since the puck dropped indoors, right? The Bruins are just something that you just cannot pull me until you're like, okay, either they're way away from the playoffs or they're scratching to get to the playoffs. Last year at this time, what were we talking about? The wins or Swayman not being there?
We were talking about them. And we also talked about, is Montgomery going to keep his job?
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. So, right. The Patriots playing the Bills, that takes up all the time. When we talk with Seth Wickersham, we're not going to discuss Bill Belichick.
Oh, I might.
But you see,
sorry.
There you go. Right. That's the whole point. Belichick is the architect for everything around sports. Remember, the Red Sox still had not won a World Series after the Patriots already won, what, a couple?
Yep.
Right? So Belichick is always going to be on the hearts and minds. Now, if you think you hate it what Belichick did in terms of not keeping Brady or trying to get Brady at one time, that is the reason why you talk about why Belichick is in this 4-4 games. This dude might be an ultimate failure. That's kind of news.
By the way, we're in the studio right now watching Matt Patricia's Ohio State defense dominate Illinois and just force another fumble.
Well, but
shout out to Matt Patricia.
So, but
little
that
redemption
goes,
story going
so
on.
So that goes to the frustration because Matt Patricia knows that whatever he puts together and schemes together as a defense is going to be more confusing than probably any kid in college, or maybe 95% of the kids in college have never seen at the high school level or in how many years they've been in college. There's not that level of sophistication. Like Ohio State is a team that they've had a couple of shutouts. I know we don't get deep into college football, but now we're talking about Matt Patricia. Haven't they had like at least 2 or 3 shutouts?
I think they're don't quote me on this. They might be the number one defense in the country or top 5. Like they've been
I wonder
fantastic.
Why that is, because the guy who's running the defense has a level of acumen that most don't have on a college campus.
And you combine that with actual good players, there you go.
Yes. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll get into the Patriots and the Saints game coming up tomorrow at 1, but now it is time for How High.
Right? Right. Take the test, high. Get high scores.
You want high means a lot. How are the highs, man?
That's what I'm saying, yo.
All right, here's how high works. I will ask a question. You tell me if you're a little high, very high, not high on this at all. All right, John, ready?
I'm ready.
Bill O'Brien to return next year to BC. How high?
I'm high on that. Yeah.
Very high?
Yeah, I am. I think he'll be, even though they're having a tough year now, I think they're invested in him. He loves it there. They'll recover. He'll be back.
I'm wondering, not very high, because I wonder if calls are coming for Bill to come to a situation where you can get access to more competitive players with less restrictions at the front office. I think that's always going to be kind of the butting heads thing when it comes to BC football. All right, next. Drake May to finish top 10 in MVP voting this year.
I'm kind of high on that. Like, yeah.
I'm with you. I'm a little high on it. Listen, who was 8, 9, 10, and 11 this past year? 8 was Ja'Marr Chase. 9 was Justin Herbert. 10 was Sam Darnold. And 11 was Baker Mayfield. I feel like he could be either that Sam Darnold. I think he could be in that same Sam Darnold position where you get no first place votes, but I think only like 0.6% of a vote for him for MVP. I think Drake May could get that. Stephon Diggs finished top 3 in voting for comeback player of the year. Current odds have him at 7th. How high?
Yeah, I'm very high on that. Because it always goes to a guy that was injured, and he's coming back off an injury, and now he's starting to put it together, right? Back-to-back 100-yard games, one of them on prime time. I bet you if he finishes the year with like 900 to 1,000 yards and has one more big game on primetime, he could win that award.
Let's stick to the Patriots. I agree. The Patriots currently would be a wild card team. Behind them are the Chiefs, Bengals, Texans, and Ravens. How high are you that the Patriots can finish ahead of all four of these teams by the end of the season?
So Bengals, I think, is a no problem.
Right.
Texans, I could see them. They're not going to be ahead of the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are going to figure it out.
Yeah, the Ravens shutting down, I see them pop. I don't think the Ravens are going to be in the mix in it. The Texans are struggling because now you've got two teams in their division that are competing with the Colts and with the Jaguars. And then you got the Chiefs, and you were like, they've got such a tough schedule. I'm a little high on that they might finish ahead of those guys right there. And the Bengals, obviously, as well. One more. The Red Sox spend over $30 million per year on at least two free agents in the offseason.
So this might sound naive as a Red Sox fan over the past 5 years. I think they will.
I'm very high
on it.
Wow.
Because I think it's going to be Alonso and someone else.
Yeah, this is the same management who got nothing for Rafael Devers in return that would show up in the playoffs. I think this is a chance for them to see what the young guys can do. Now they have playoff experience and not spend a lot of money. I don't know if it's two. And so that's how high here on KJ and Lions. We discuss Patriots next against the Saints here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.